Howdy, friends. You're listening to WVFF 97.7, and this is the Bearheart Show. Just two good old boys telling you what you should already know. So have a seat, relax, and get ready for some mighty fine radio. This is Bearheart.
I see these people dress up like that. Here's grown individuals, and there was another one that's dressed up like a SWAT cop, had all the gear on and everything else, right? And it's you know, airsoft guns, right? You can identify that quick if you know what you're looking at. But it's like, you see these people, and it's like, this dude is waiting for this day out of the entire year because he can finally get up and dress like this and get away with it, right?
Oh, yeah.
But he's the first one that's waiting for the whole Red Dawn scenario. But he's going to be the first one to die in that scenario, too.
Yeah, because he's shooting an airsoft pellet gun.
But they've convinced themselves in their minds that they've seen enough TV or they played enough video games. A really good friend of mine, that is one of the sons I used to babysit for and everything else, he was severely overweight at one point and just... But he got into this mindset of he played Call of Duty so much, and he was like, "I'm going to go join the Marine Corps."
Yeah,
like because he wanted to go kill, right? Yeah. It's like you can't fight your way out of your lunch bag, dude, right now because you're going to be out of breath.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, he's a great kid. He's got a good heart. He's just
10 steps
got
down the hallway. He's like,
and he got confused. He can't. And then even he went from there, and it was all of a sudden, okay, well, he got a job on working security, but it was like that dime store security kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It just.
Yeah.
Like you can do better for yourself, but if you get out of that mindset and go use your mind somewhere else, but you have these people that, again, like I said, they're walking around there and they think they're wearing plates and they got their carriers and everything else. It's like, dude, you would lose your mind at the first time that anything would go down. You would just lose it. But somehow in their mind, they've convinced themselves that they're going to be some kind of superhero.
Yeah, wait till a bullet whistles by their head and they're like, digging a daggum trench in the.
When that first bullet went by.
Yeah, and everybody deals with it differently. And I've seen people that you thought would deal with this thing fine. And I had a good friend of mine that was, you know, in a lot of situations in the past, and we were in a scenario where we were in a traffic circle and we took fire, and a dude started literally running in circles, just in screaming. Right, and I was like, I would never expect this from him, and I hadn't been in that type of scenario with him in the past, but. Understanding his history, I would have never thought that he would have done that. And he literally running in circles. And I'm like, dude, get in a vehicle. It's an armored vehicle.
Right.
It's one shooter. Right. That's what it is. It's one shooter. That gun will never penetrate that vehicle. We had just started getting armored vehicles at that time. Just get in a vehicle. But he couldn't keep his calm or composure. Just completely lost. And it was like, and that's the type of guy that I worry about. You know, can you keep it together? But when you see these guys that. Living in mom's basement, dressing up like these things, and even these NRA has its own worst enemy, right? Because they want to show up at Subway carrying all their guns because it's my Second Amendment right, right? But they won't take the time to go exercise their First Amendment right, which is to vote,
exactly
right?
Right.
But it's like they're their own worst enemy, and they'll spend all this money on, you know, cheap gear and all these other things, but won't spend, you know, $15 or a couple of dollars on going to get in training, right? Yeah. And understanding what really goes into it. But they want to live in a fantasy land. Everybody wants to be the first kid on their block to get the first confirmed kill in the local gas station over $20 that they were going to steal from the register. You know, let them have it. Yeah. Let them walk out the door.
I got a right to open carry, so I'm going to carry my AR-15 right down the highway and cause the cops to stop. And
for what reason? It doesn't help nobody's situation,
no,
right?
No, it doesn't. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Because when we did our
concealed weapons permit license obsolete.
Yeah.
Why have one?
That was the dumbest thing that South Carolina ever done.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't agree.
I don't want anybody.
What I think is the dumbest thing they ever did was have the open carry because officer. I mean, now he can't. He walks up to a vehicle and it's got a gun in it, he can't even say nothing.
Right.
That's dumb.
But who goes into a place? When they can conceal their weapon and want to wear it on their hip, I don't want the bad guy to know I got a gun. But now, with this new law, if you've got a concealed carry, you can carry an open carry.
Yeah, you have to have the concealed carry in order to do open carry, which, yeah, and I've got a couple, so I don't disagree with that, right? But the other thing is, like, immediately after they pass that law, I stop at a gas station and I see two individuals who couldn't run out of the parking lot if they had to, and they're rocking, a couple pistols on their hips in Uncle Mike's, $19 holster if it wasn't $15, right? There's no security in the holster. If they had to run, it was going to come flying out if they could have run.
Right.
But there's no retention. There's nothing. And you knew that all those individuals are going to do is going to hand that gun, or it's going to get taken from them.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Or they're going to end up shooting somebody else because there's not enough training. And I don't disagree with states requiring, and some people might disagree with this because of the Second Amendment, right, and everything else. But from a safety standpoint, because the Second Amendment says we can have a gun, doesn't mean everybody should be carrying one, because many people are unsafe with them. If you go to an NRA show, right, and these are supposed to be the and I'm going to offend some people, whatever, these are supposed to be the world. I'm an NRA instructor. Well, congratulations. I took that 8-hour class too, right? It doesn't take much to get there, right? But when you go into those shows, those conferences, and people go by the gun booths, right, and they pick up Daniel Defense or the Smith & Wesson, whoever they're picking up, 90% of the time when you see that individual pick up the gun, it's pointed at somebody that they don't realize is in front of them, and their finger is on the trigger, right?
Yep.
And those are some of the basic rules. But you see it happen all the time.
Yes, those guns are supposedly unloaded, but
you go back to the first rule is treat every firearm as if it were loaded. And they don't do it. It's their own rules. Yeah. They don't do it.
Ask Baldwin all about that. He'll tell you all about that damn thing,
You have to talk to his lawyer first.
Yeah.
But
how's that progressed? Is he getting anywhere?
I think they're still in the court case on it, right? It came up a couple weeks ago.
Just a couple
resurfaced, but it's been buried here with all the other news going on. Yeah.
I heard he went on Saturday Night Live and got booed.
He'll walk. This guy's got a lot of money.
Yeah. And you can argue that 15 different ways, right? And then when they're trying to put the blame on the individual who was supposed to be the weapons expert for it, right? But I go back to it. It's like, why was there even live ammunition on the scene?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the other story is that someone snuck live ammo in there.
Yeah.
I can believe that, too.
But if everything is monitored and controlled, and here's the thing, it's like, If you hand me a firearm, if I hand you one, right, my practice is, and it's everybody that I've ever worked with has ever worked with me, and that's predominantly what I've done throughout my career is involved firearms, right? Mm-hmm. If I hand you a weapon and it's hot, I'm going to tell you it's hot, but I'm only handing you a hot weapon for a few reasons, few reasons, right?
That's exactly
right. I can't clear it. If something's wrong with it, it needs to go to an arm or whatever. Here, this weapon is hot. I'm making it known, and he's going to repeat it back to me. Hey. The other side is, if I hand you a weapon, I'm going to clear that weapon. You're going to see me visually and physically inspect that weapon. When I hand it to you, my expectation is you're going to do the same to that gun. No. Trust but verify. Bring it back.
Yes, but you got to understand, these were loaded with blanks. Okay, there is a big difference between blanks.
Well, that's what killed Brandon Lee. He's got your ice cream and cake up, is what he's telling you.
There's big differences between
ice cream will still be there.
Oh, but ice cream and the pie is hot right now.
Yeah. But did you boil that ice cream?
There's a big difference between a blank and a live ammo.
But the live ammo, reason, like you said, no reason for live ammo to be on
the set. Wait. Let me get to it, because if she had cleared the gun, right, she would have. The weapons expert. She would have flipped out the revolver, because this was an old West, right?
Yeah.
They didn't have mags, right? She would have flipped it out, spun the chamber.
Yeah. Visually and physically inspected.
Visually, there would have been a projectile at the end of a blank.
But who's loading it? Who put the blanks?
That's what I'm saying. Before she handed it to him, she should have spun it. Looked at it, she would have seen if there was a projectile at the end of the bullet before she closed it and handed it to Alec.
Yeah, it's hard to say how those real rounds got there, but when I finished my Army tour, I was in the National Guard for a while.
And I didn't
go in the field without live ammo in my possession, even though all we ever had was blanks
in your BFA,
but I always had live ammo with me. I don't know why.
Don't tell anybody that.
Well, he's just telling everybody now.
Yeah. Is there a statute of limitations on that?
Yeah, maybe.
Does anybody know who his CO was? Can we call this guy?
A lot of other guys. I think I remember seeing a movie about these National Guards down in New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah.
They're out in the swamp, and they're doing battle with these swamp guys.
You talking about Biloxi Blues?
Yes. And they didn't have any real ammo.
Yeah.
And that sunk home with me.
Yeah, Biloxi Blues.
You always kept live ammo.
Always.
God, who was that? Was in that movie? That was I haven't seen that in ages. No. Yeah. Good movie though.
Yeah, it was, and it made a mark in my mind, and I can't.
Because when they all got their limo in town, right? It was like everybody fell in love. But that was a different time too, and even in those movies, right? It's like, and I said, like yesterday,
we said that earlier.
No,
look back in the movies and you look at California,
yeah, the quality of people, beautiful. The California,
it was beautiful.
San Francisco was the most beautiful city in the world.
Exactly, everybody wanted to go there, and everybody went there. Yeah. I mean, their population increased every year that California was in existence until last year.
It started long before
2020.
Then, right? The decline started before then, right?
I don't think
so. Because like I said before, like I remember going there as a child, right?
I think 2020 was after COVID.
But it was before that the decline started.
Really?
Because when I first remember going there was, and we would go down and see, because I was in California, grew up in California. We'd go to,
Cali resident.
Go to the Embarcadero. Go to the. I left there a long time ago.
Earhart is a Cali.
But that's where it goes. But like I said before, though, it's not all about San Francisco, Berkeley.
Is there D running
through
your blood, or is there R running through your blood?
I got your D over here. But you go to, and the thing about this too is like, so I graduated high school in '96, right? And at that time, Nancy Pelosi,
96.
I know I'm young. You guys are old.
Oh my gosh,
but consider this. But do your math on this real quick, right?
Anybody change your diaper today? Yeah.
Has anybody changed yours, old man?
That's
fair enough, right? The ice cream is melting. Figure this. So it's like, well, I was in high school. Nancy Pelosi first got elected to office, and then she moved over to San Francisco and has been there rotting it ever since. And that was the beginning of the decline. Because when I would go there in high school, you would see amazing things. Like, you can go see Alcatraz, and you would see the wonderful dining and everything else on there. It was absolutely amazing, right? And at that time, all you had, the only nuisance there was the pigeons.
Yeah.
There was an absurd amount of pigeons right there. Right, but because of the growth, the homeless population growth, the pigeons decreased, right? And I don't know how they got rid of them, right? They just disappeared as the homeless people increased, right? I got an idea what happened, but I remember...
What happened to the pigeons?
They got eaten, man. They're gone anymore. Like, I ain't lying, dude. Like, I went back a couple years later, right? So, like, when I was, younger, then we went before I moved out this way here. So we go back, and I remember going to see the old original Levi factory out there, which was kind of cool to see.
Oh, that
was cool. Awesome, right?
Yeah.
But I walk out, and there's a dude. There was a guy.
You knew how to make pants?
It's actually handmade cylinder, popping into rivets and everything else, right? And but it's like, I remember walking out, and there's a guy, no kidding, and it's like ATMs are coming online and everything else, right? So it's a new thing, whatever. But it's like, dude standing at an ATM machine, he's like, spare change, extra credit cards, please. Spare change, extra credit cards. Like, what? Did you hear what he said? He's like, extra credit cards? But you look at him, and like, I'm not kidding. He's got pigeon feathers hanging out of his pocket, right? He's got one in his pocket for lunch.
No way.
Like, okay. But it's dove, right? I mean, you go on a dove hunt, right? It's just another dove is all it is. It's just eating terrible food.
Hey.
I have to chime in. When I was a teenager in Illinois, dove hunting's big. And one year, we decimated this guy's pigeon coop. They were flying over the dump field.
Yeah, those were those honing pigeons. You know,
until they hit the ground, he's like, "Oh my gosh, this is a big one."
Yeah, But that's all there. There's lots of meat on this one. It's a dove. Nice little dove hunt. Like, go to San Francisco. The homeless are hunting them all the time, right? Because they feed them in, they bait them in, they grab them by the neck.
When we had Cornish game hens
for
Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever.
Well, I used to buy them by the box. We would eat them for breakfast.
Evidently, the homeless were eating high off the hog all year round.
Like fine dining, right?
Fine dining.
You put a grill over
some wild rice.
The only thing they didn't have was the George Foreman circular grill.
No, you didn't even need it. You had the friggin' burn barrel with a grate over the top. The trash was already there to get it burning. Yeah,
tastes like plastic. It's all good.
Oh yeah.
Is that a McDonald's cup I taste? Yes, it is. Yeah, it's wonderful. The old wax covered cups, right? When you could get them. Now we've just gone to styrofoam. But, I mean, it was an amazing place. And I told you earlier, it's like, we go back there years later, and I was looking forward to taking my kids out there and show them Alcatraz, because there's so much history in there. Not just like Al Capone in the prison, but going back there.
Should have rebuilt that thing. I mean, that's a great location for a jail.
There was used
for prison for Democrats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why Democrats? Yeah.
After the next election, let's populate it with all these Democrat traitors.
No. I don't want to. There's nothing wrong with a Democrat until they become a just a ticket punching, non thinking.
That's the issue, right? And that's where you come into fault at, is because when you have people vote a straight D down the line or a straight R down the line, right? It tells me that you haven't taken the time to look at what's on your, you haven't pulled your sample ballot. You haven't taken the time to research it. All you're doing is you're listening to one side. You're listening to one news network. You're listening to one group of people. Right. You haven't taken the time to listen to both sides. And if you take that time, you can listen and you can understand that, all right, both sides are not being honest, right? Yeah. But one side, in my opinion, is going a little bit overboard, right? And the one I brought up earlier is like when you know, Kamala keeps running around here and spewing this piece about Donald Trump has said he's going to use U.S. military members against civilians.
Somebody find that for me.
Find when he said it, he's going to use U.S. military service members to go against U.S. personnel. Yeah. Show me where, and she said this one too, is like he hates the military. Show me where. Because he's done nothing but demonstrate nothing but love. I'm not saying he's
lie
said it.
After lie after lie.
But wait.
He's going to cut Social Security.
Oh, yes. Right.
Wait! In the four years that he was in, it's the only time Social Security has gotten a bump.
Yeah.
But and I'll tell you, when Social Security gets a bump, veterans and their disability pay gets a bump as well.
But they follow lockstep. I guarantee you, my parents that are on Social Security will freaking vote for Kamala because
they're afraid
why
it's
D.
But he said, I will stop taxing Social Security. They're going to get a bump in their Social Security check just because he gets stop elected.
Yeah. And why is it taxed to begin with, right?
Yeah, why?
You already that was money that you paid taxes on.
Yep.
It was pulled out as part of a tax to begin with.
Yes.
Right. In your payroll, right?
Double taxation.
Look at your next pay stub. You have that money's already pulled out for it, right?
I can't believe you talk about double taxation.
It's unheard of.
What are you talking about?
It's criminal.
Because
doesn't exist.
Quadruple taxation now?
we are into quadruple taxation.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You could throw out the double taxation. That went out with
short-sighted of
the Boston Tea Party. Yeah, that went out long time ago, buddy.
But here's a perfect example on that one. And I love this. And I don't know where I got it from, who said it, whatever. It's like, if you think you own your home, stop paying your taxes. Then you'll find out who owns your home.
Yeah.
I got an $8,000 tax bill due in next month.
Oh, you must have a nice home.
It's some nice land. What do you got? You don't have the agricultural exemption? I got a guy. We'll work on this.
Thank you. I'll talk to you after the show.
But it's ridiculous.
They're corrupt.
What are you talking about?
Hey, the system's there and it's available. And loved it when he said it, you know, Donald Trump years ago. If you don't like the system, fix it.
That's exactly what's
in place.
Right.
You built the rules. I followed the rules and I got the benefits.
They said, he doesn't pay any taxes.
And
he follows the rules.
Sure, and that's to me, that's the most criminal statement ever, right? He doesn't pay any taxes, right? You're a business owner. I own a business, right? We do other things. We've been in business. We've worked for other businesses. What do those businesses do? They employ people.
Exactly.
And what are those people doing?
You eat your pie.
I'm working on my pie. What do those people do? Those people pay taxes. You pay as an employer. Most people miss this. The employer is also matching your payroll taxes going in.
Exactly right.
That goes to the other half of it. And on top of that, we still have a 940, 941. You got to schedule, pay those things, pay those payroll taxes. And you're generating taxes.
Yeah.
And you still have, if you don't do your numbers right, you still have corporate taxes that you have to pay.
That's exactly right.
But how much taxes do you generate as a company? And as I go back to it, it's like they want to attack the corporations, right?
Yeah. Yep.
We need to put more taxes on these corporations that are making these big monies. And this feeds me in my other one, and you still got to get somebody to explain this to me, is the corporations need to pay their fair tax, right? Or the people that make more money need to pay a fair tax. Go look at the new rates for the FY25, what the tax brackets are going to, right? And way they jump and how much you have to pay if you make over a certain dollar figure.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that gets me. Why is it my fair share? If I come from a home that while I was in high school, before I was 13 years old, we filed for bankruptcy. We lost everything.
Yeah.
I get a job. When I'm 13 and a half years old, I make my first legal payroll, right? I go through high school, public high school, nothing's handed to me. If I go through all these steps and I finally become successful and I put myself into one of those new tax brackets, why are you penalizing? Why is my fair share a higher percentage than the person who did not use the local school system, did not take their opportunities in front of them,
They may have used the local school system.
So why is my fair share higher than theirs? I put in a higher level of effort to get to where I want to get to, and why do I got to pay more in my taxes? You
exactly
take somebody
right.
who's making, and I forget what it was, but it broke it down to where it's like, from one step to another, I went from $23,000 in taxes to $237,000 in taxes. I can pull it back up and show you. It's like when you go from this level of, if you want to stay as a low level employee.
Making some jack, dude.
No, I ain't making it, right? But my point is, if I get there, right? But the point of that was, if I stay as a low level employee making $15 an hour, right? I'll never pay $23,000 in taxes, right? But if I put forth my effort and my spouse puts forth effort, and we break into that $250,000 category, now all of a sudden our stuff goes to the roof.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a guy that makes even more, his taxes are shooting through
the roof. So you're penalized for success.
You are.
Penalized for success.
The top 10% of the earners in this country pay 90% of the taxes. That's a fact.
Why?
And they shouldn't.
Right.
That's too much.
Because those people aren't generating that money out of nowhere. They've created jobs for other people to come in and generate revenue, federal revenue. If you increase the taxes, they're going to have to decrease and find another way. They're going to decrease their employment. They're going to find another way to do it. They will get replaced by robots. They'll be replaced by automation that the ports don't want. We just saw that. It's going to happen so that they can decrease their payroll taxes, right? Because they kill us, right? And here's the deal, right? You've been a W-2 employee and you've had to file as an employer for people, right?
Yeah.
When as a W-2 employee, you file your taxes at the end of the year. What happens if you did your stuff right? What do you get back?
Yeah.
You get as an employee, you get money back, right?
Most all of it.
But you probably most time you get money back, right? As
the
employer, when that person files their taxes and they get money back, what do you get as the employer?
Zip.
You don't get nothing back, right? So if you paid $15,000 into taxes and you got $15,000 back, your employer still paid $15,000 into your taxes and you got nothing back.
That's correct.
That's right. But I did hear that Vernon hires illegals and pays cash.
Does he? That's why his prices are so high.
Where is he at? I could use it right now.
Who's that guy?
I promise you I could use that job.
But I'll give you that, though.
I'm tired of paying taxes, I promise you.
On that point alone, it's like, on that point alone, why isn't...
What were we talking about as far as what the fella said about, hey, bring that back up as far as later on. Anyway, I think we were talking about California.
Well, the homeless population, the way it's increased, and the one that we were talking about here earlier, too, was... You know, how messed up San Francisco had gotten. And it's, like I said, when I finally got to take my kids out there and to show them what I got to see as a child, it was like, those monuments, those icons were still there, right? But what you had around there, instead of all the open businesses thriving, was those businesses are closed. In the entry of that business way were people sleeping, people having sex.
How long ago was that?
This was probably 7-8 years ago. Wow. He was a little bit younger, right? Mm-hmm. My son, and probably a little bit more than that. The first time we went in there, I mean, we've been now? Yeah, he's in college now. So, and we've been back afterwards, but we didn't go back to those same spots. But you know, in this particular trip, it's probably maybe 9 years or so ago.
But really bad now.
Yeah, but it's gone downhill, right?
Terrible.
But it's like, so you're walking past, and you've got people sleeping in those entryways. There's fecal matter between them. There's natals there, right? And there's my son. It's like, who's got a huge heart, right? And he sees this, and it's just like a sadness comes over him. And you can see that, right? And it was devastating to me because I was trying to show him the beauty of what San Francisco at one point had.
Yeah. Right.
And it's still out over here, and it's still over here, but you got to walk through all this other stuff to get to it.
It was a beautiful place.
Yeah. And then, like you said, there's so much history in that city, right? Between the buildings that are still standing from the old earthquake It's just slam full of history, slam full of architectural beauty. But they're enabling, like you said earlier, right? We enable these problems in it, right? So instead of trying to clean up the homeless population, where I believe they've cleaned up the prison population, but they've come back around.
There is none.
Well, the homeless people have done us a favor.
There's a benefit to everything, right?
But the prisons were crapping on the place out here at the lake. When I first got this place, I looked out my window and I said, oh man, there's like 60 geese on the beach. That's awesome. And then I went out there.
Yeah, you couldn't walk through there.
It was like beach crap.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Goose crap everywhere.
Yeah. But there was a wild thing on the, like, I remember when I was a kid with all the pigeons that were out there, there were signs up talking about not feeding this communication here.
More money.
But that, like, there was like,
the whole wallet? That's cool,
I don't know the code to this one.
I remember when I was growing up with all the pigeons out there, they actually had signs up at that point that basically said if you feed or cater to these pigeons, you're going to increase the population. Yeah. You know, don't feed them. They told you, like, you would get a ticket for feeding the pigeons at that time, right? So what did they do? They started feeding the homeless and fostering the homeless and making, you know, now they have the safe heroin injection sites, right? So there's the irony of it. They told me don't feed the birds because you're going to increase this population.
Real. They set
but,
up
but they did the same thing. But they set up this. They did the same thing with the people that were there, and then people get attracted to there. They go there because they can get all the benefits from the state. San Francisco, the city itself, safe heroin injection sites, free needles, everything else. Instead of going, hey, come here, and we'll put you into this freaking rehab if you want.
So we went from don't feed the pigeons or you'll be fined.
Right. To let's feed the homeless and the drug addicts, and that's going to be okay. But they got rid of the pigeons.
And now you can steal up to $950 without it being a crime.
It's ridiculous. You have businesses, Walgreens, everybody's shutting down and moving out of the city. You can't catch a clue. This doesn't work.
But you have
every Democrat comes and says we can do it better than that one.
Oh yeah.
This hasn't worked 15 times, but yours is going to work better.
Wait a minute. And along that line is San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Atlanta. What are all three of those?
That was four.
They're all Democratic cities.
Okay, all four of those Democratic. Well.
He can't count, but that's all right.
All four of those have in common.
They're all Democratic cities. Exactly. Democratic run cities.
And they're all bankrupt.
For the longest time.
They are all freaking bankrupt.
So, like, we cannot pick up on it. And that's why I said earlier, but, like, at some point, it's got to flip.
Yeah.
People have to recognize at some point.
There
that
you go. That's my prediction, because for this election, I predict that they're going to cheat so bad on the East Coast that we're all going to be in shock because they won all.
We're all going to be in shock.
All of the states that need to come in, and then California is going to come in for Trump.
I'd love to see California. My family's asked me all the time, says, when are you coming back to California? It's like, I cannot come back to California until you regress the laws about 25, probably 30 years at this point.
Yeah.
Because rules, regulations, you cannot run a bit. I cannot successfully run my own business from there. Couldn't run yours from there.
Not
be a profitable company.
Couldn't afford a house there.
Yeah, absolutely not. No. Like, at one point, and this was years ago, at one point when I had currently, at that time, I had owned two homes on 5 acres, right? My brother tells me, well, it's a good time to move back. You can get, you know, a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house right now for $325,000, right? I said, dude, I own two homes that total more square footage than that sitting on 5 acres for half of that price at that particular time. How is that a good deal?
Good time to come back.
Good time to come back. You know, and this, again, the years ago.
They were doing good.
Like, Camille, I think, had just been born, maybe, right? I mean, this, so you're talking 19, 20 years ago. Prices have come down to $325,000 for a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house in town.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not a high-income area, right?
No.
It's up in the mountains, you know.
You want to get out of the hood, it only costs you $500,000.
Yeah. Like, you know, I can't, it's like, how do you justify some of these things? It just doesn't make any sense. But then that's, I mean, it just blows my mind.
Well, I tell you, let's get back to something that's right around the corner.
Oh, current.
Current.
Yeah. I was liking the nostalgia, but let's go.
I know, but we're talking about Tuesday.
Where are you taking us, Vernon?
Tuesday is what?
Election Day.
Election Day.
Yes.
And you can believe all the malarkey that you want to believe about Republicans are running ahead. The polls are showing the Republicans.
Oh, there's no truth in it.
But I'm telling you, the Democrats are putting certain things in place that if the Republicans do not get out and vote.
Yeah, you have to go out and vote. Right. Yeah.
We're in trouble, guys. I'm telling you.
And you'll see all the polls out there. I mean, who back there? Somebody back there, pull up. What are Vegas' odds on the presidential election? I believe that's the most honest poll and closest poll that you'll find. But I think this is only the case if people go vote.
Yeah.
If people go vote.
If people go
vote. Richard will look it up.
Richard, you got it?
And now a commercial break. Stay tuned for more of the Bearhart Show coming up right after these messages.